I don't care.
Who cares?
I don't care.
I don't care.
We don't care.
I don't care.
I don't care.
This is the podcast that nobody cares about, full of news nobody gives a crap about. This is the
Who Cares
News for Monday, August 22nd, 2016. And now, here's your hosts, Van Kemp and Morgan. Hey, good Morgan.
Good morning, sunshine.
I'm bleary-eyed this morning. Got home about midnight last night.
You're walking like you just got off a horse.
I'm hurting. I used to be young.
Aren't your
what
muscles?
What the hell happened?
Your muscles went to the happiest place on earth.
My muscles were left at the happiest place on earth.
Right.
Yesterday was an interesting day at Disneyland, and I feel like I'm teasing folks when I talk about Disneyland because a lot of folks don't get to go to Disneyland like every month like we can. But it's the end of their 60th birthday celebration, which is actually 18 months after.
Yes.
Actually, Disneyland is 61 years old. But through Labor Day, they're doing all of their 60th anniversary stuff they've been doing for the last year and a half. And so I really wanted to go to see the fireworks show one last time, the Disneyland Forever fireworks show, which always brings a little tear right here to my eye. It's a little emotional.
I get emotional at Disneyland.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, but it was actually not very crowded yesterday.
Hey, lucky you.
Lucky me. August 22nd is usually one of the busiest weekends. So now that this morning I read that Disney stock is down 8%. Yeah. Question mark. Hope everything's okay there at the House of Mouse. But we had a good time. Good time. Indiana Jones broke down twice. Couldn't go on it. I'm a little pissed about that.
That ride breaks down a lot, though.
It does. All right, it's time for the Who Cares News. Now, this will be our last one for this week since I'm traveling all week long and you're not going to be traveling with.
Last one. This is our only one.
This is our last and our only one this week. But we will do this again next Monday. So, all right, let's jump right into today's Who Cares News. What's going on?
A legal letter from Truth in Advertising, Inc.
Oh?
Was sent to Kris Jenner.
What?
Her lawyer.
What?
And it says, we have found that members, I know this is so shocking, isn't it? Members of the Kardashian / Jenner family are engaged in deceptive marketing campaigns.
Ooh, really?
Yeah. Watchdogs decided to pursue action after reviewing the Instagram accounts. They reviewed it for Kim, Khloe, Kourtney, Kylie, and Kendall.
Uh-huh.
And they found a plethora.
A plethora.
A plethora of posts that they don't clearly or conspicuously disclose the relationships with the companies being promoted.
Really?
Yeah. Which is required by federal law.
Is it really?
Yeah.
So let's say they're like talking about some skin cream or eyeliner or Spanx. And they don't disclose that they're actually being endorsed. They're actually endorsing that for money, you know. So they have to disclose the fact that they're somewhat tied in with that group. That's that business.
Well, if guys are doing underwear ads, they're not saying, "Hey, I'm paid to wear them."
Yeah, but not in their Facebook posts. These are supposed to be like personal posts. They're endorsing products on the casual, you know. Hey, I use this. They have to disclose that they're actually being paid by that company.
Wow.
To endorse it. Yeah.
But these companies should know this.
Right. Right.
So the letter, actually, this letter lists 27 companies.
That doesn't surprise
Not me. Just a few, but 27 companies believed to be paying that the family for their endorsements.
Oh, my God.
So Truth in Advertising, Inc.
Inc.
They vowed to notify the FTC by Wednesday, the Federal Trade Commission, by Wednesday, unless the issues are fully corrected.
How are they going to correct something by Wednesday? Are they just going to stop posting? What do they expect?
I guess they'll do 27 posts, one for each company.
The longstanding strife between Barbara Streisand and Siri. That's right, Siri. Your Siri
Not
on
Siri,
your iPhone.
But okay.
Might finally be over.
Is
Babs
strife?
Said she called up Apple CEO Tim Cook to ask if he could reprogram Siri to pronounce her name correctly. She pronounces...
Oh, come on.
She pronounces her name Streisand with a soft S, like sand on the beach, not Streisand. Can you tell the difference when I say Streisand and Streisand?
Why is Siri even saying her last name? Because she even wants her freaking phone to say, "Hello, Barbara Streisand."
Sand. Soft S. Sand. Barbara says she's been saying this her whole career. Everybody's been calling her Streisand and not Streisand. Soft S.
Ego.
Hey, but Barbara says Tim Cook actually was delighted to hear from her, and he's going to have Siri change the pronunciation of her name with the next update on September 30th. Look it up on your phone.
I'll be pondering this all day. Maybe I'll have my iPhone call me Barbara Streisand.
Hang on a second. Hang on. Just a cotton picking.
Maybe
second.
I should have my iPhone say.
Hang on.
Okay.
Hey, Siri, how do you pronounce Barbara Streisand?
Looking. Okay. I found this on the web for how do you pronounce Barbara Streisand.
Says Streisand.
Your British guy says Streisand.
By the way, I have the British guy as my Siri on my phone. You too can do that. There's a British female too, and an Australian. Just look under settings.
Can I name him? I don't want to
call
him.
His name is Siri.
He just doesn't sound like a Siri.
He's Siri. He's a British Siri. He's my gentleman phone. He's my Vlet. My Vlet.
Your Vlet. Well, when you're asking Siri dirty things, it's, I wonder if it's the same with your valet.
My valet. Anyway.
Matthew McConaughey has a YouTube channel.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Nobody watches it. Yeah.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. No,
I think
well,
if it weren't for the movies that he was in, seriously, I don't think he'd be that big a star. I think this is one of those where
he's good.
I know he's good, but he's kind of wacko. Don't you think he's kind of wacko?
Not compared to a lot of wackos like Nicolas Cage.
Kanye West. Getting work. Come on. McConaughey gets work.
He's not that wacko. Nobody watches it. In the past year, Matthew has uploaded 6 videos.
That's it.
Each averaging just 300 to 600 views.
Well, that might be the problem.
Well, if you've only done six videos in the last year.
Yeah.
So this is really low for a celebrity.
Oh, yeah.
But it's 6 videos out of 12 months.
So
who's going to go?
So what's on these videos?
Well, it isn't full. Matthew's videos, they're not full of thought-provoking dog whispering, fall into a pool, fully clothed Lincoln commercials.
No.
Though he probably should post the SNL skit when Jim Carrey parodied him a couple years ago.
That was funny. That was hilarious.
Most of Matthew's videos are him pitching a charity of some sort. So there's a good reason to watch.
But not very fun.
Maybe. So since this has now come to the attention of more folks, his channel is finally getting some views.
Well, good.
Maybe
for
it's up to about 620.
Maybe. Matthew's a positive kind of guy.
He's a positive kind
of
gentleman.
All right. I mean, come on. All right. Have you ever wondered on a movie where you see guys smoking marijuana, snorting cocaine, what they're really doing? Because somebody is snorting, and I've wondered this, whenever they show a cocaine shot in a movie, thinking like, wow, what are they putting up their nose? Well, now we know. Jonah Hill says he snorted so much
fake coke.
While doing the movie Wolf of Wall Street with Leonardo DiCaprio, that he had to be hospitalized for severe bronchitis. What they have them snort instead of cocaine is a vitamin D supplement, which is crushed up to look like the real thing, all powdered up. And even though Jonah could like lift a car, he had so much vitamin D in his system.
Vitamin D doesn't do that.
And it's mostly harmless, and of course it's not habit forming, you know. He says that
I needed some vitamin D.
It made him get bronchitis really bad. He had to go to the hospital.
Well, that stuff's not supposed to be in your lungs.
Right. That's not the way to ingest it.
And that's probably not the way it dissolves and absorbs to the body.
Yeah, probably not good.
Well, then I have to wonder, why was it Nurse Jackie? She'd open the capsules on the mirror.
It had to be something like
and
that.
And it had those little capsule pellets in it.
Oh, no, that I don't know. Yeah.
Remember the little candy-coated...
Tiny time capsules.
Yeah, she'd snort those.
What was the name of that medicine? Contact. Remember that?
Yeah.
With millions of tiny time capsules. Every time you had a cold, it took the contact.
Were those the red and blue ones?
Yeah, I think so.
Anyway, it always looked like that's what she was snorting.
All right, you can hear us all day long over on our podcast site at thewhocaresnews.com. We're on Stitcher. And, of course, we're on SoundCloud and our very own BossBossRadio.com website. Check it out. And I will see you next week.
Yes.
Have a great week off. Sleep in or whatever it is you do.
Go to my day job.
Oh, there's that. Cool. All right. Have a great weekend.
That's all the news you care less about for our one show.
Be sure to subscribe to our podcast and check out our website at thewhocaresnews.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, too. Bandcamp and Morgan can be heard weekday mornings live from 6 to 9 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com. We will return with new episodes next Monday, August 29th. For the Who Cares News, I'm Siri.